Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Teresa, thank you for being patient. Okay, you were mentioning that your husband and your daughter were having a difficulty, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you want to be specific with me about, is this his daughter as well?
Yes.
Okay.
She is 22,
okay.
And she is pregnant, and okay. That is the issue. And
tell me a little bit about the pregnancy, first of all. Does she know who the father is?
Yes. She has been on her own for about 4 years, supports herself, and she's been with her boyfriend for a couple of years now, and they have moved in together.
Okay. Do they plan to get married?
That hasn't been discussed with me. They're in no rush.
Okay. Does he have a job?
My is a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or my husband? Yes, the boyfriend does.
Okay. So, how far pregnant is she?
She is 7 months.
Okay. So, is she working now?
Yes.
What kind of work does she do?
She is in retail.
Okay. What are their plans once the baby is born?
As far as child care or...
Yeah.
At this point, she's going to take some time off. And
okay.
Depending on if he gets a better job, then you know, she'll be able to take more time off. If not, then she is looking... They're looking at working different shifts.
Okay. Is she asking you or your husband for anything at this moment?
No.
Okay. All right. So now let's take a step back. What's your husband's issue at this moment? Other than the fact that his daughter is pregnant and not married, but what's he saying at this moment?
He's embarrassed.
Well.
And that's what it boils down
he's
to.
He's embarrassed in front of whom?
I guess just anyone with his age of becoming a grandparent, because we had her at a young age, and so now he's, you know, just embarrassed that he's
Were you guys married when you had your daughter?
No.
Was that a yes or no? I couldn't actually understand you.
No.
Okay. So how, if you guys weren't married when he had his daughter, why is he so upset with her doing the same thing? I mean, it sounds like you guys have been... Do you have a good marriage?
Yes, I think so. It's just something that, you know, I don't really understand it myself. And
well, my guess is he doesn't either. Look, it's really interesting that you should follow Jamie, because in some ways, I wish that your husband had been on the line listening to Jamie, because I think it's the same kind of thing. I think it's... How old is your husband?
He is 39.
Wow, so he's young. How old are you?
Mm-hmm. 41.
Okay. So here's the... So if your daughter's 25...
22.
22. So he was 17 when she was born.
Yes.
Okay, and you were 19. All right.
Yes.
How long did you guys wait to get married?
She was about 3 years old.
Okay. All right. I think this is another take a walk with your husband kind of discussion. It turns out that men, when you face them face to face, have a much harder time than if you side by side. It's just they're genetically, literally programmed to have face to face being aggressive and side by side being, you know, that you're much better taking a walk with him than you are sitting down across a table from him, which many of us have learned the hard way. Okay, and I think the message is that he really wanted a different life for his daughter than he had for himself, which doesn't say really anything bad about his marriage. It's just that he was 17 and, you know, and he wanted his daughter to, maybe he had visions of giving her away at a fancy wedding or whatever. And I think what you're just going to have to explain to him is a number of things. First of all, that he has a choice of being Neanderthal dad at this moment and running amok not only of his daughter, but disappointing you, having at least a potential enemy in his son-in-law, because I don't know how your dad was when you turned up pregnant at 19, which is you have to remind him that you were 2 years younger, 3 years younger when you were pregnant than his daughter is. And was your dad nice to your husband or not nice to your husband?
He was kind, and in the end, I mean, they end up having a great relationship. And
How was he at the beginning, though?
Upset.
Okay. Here's what you're going to remind him of. You're going to take him for a walk tonight, and you're going to hold his hand, and what you're going to say is, do you remember how my dad treated you when I turned up pregnant? And how long it took the two of you to become friends? Do you really want that same situation with Thomas? I just made your son-in-law to be... Thomas, that she's not asking anything of us, that they're very excited about it, that you don't have to pretend to be thrilled about the fact that they're not married, but given the fact that that's what we did, we turned out okay, that just think of how valuable it would have been if my father had not been such a Neanderthal. You have a choice at this moment, not about whether she has the baby, because she's going to have the baby. Not whether or not the two of them together, they're together. Not whether or not he's a good guy or not good guy, you have no control over that. But whether or not you make it easy for her and him or hard for her and him. And just think of how much more valuable it would have been if my father had said, look, kids, I'm an old-fashioned guy, much before you guys were married, but you're nice kids, you're clearly committed to one another, you know, tell us how we can help and go forward about this. Because that's the only choice he really has of whether or not to cause a rift between his daughter, his daughter's boyfriend, and you, or to make this as positive a situation as possible. He doesn't have to be a hypocrite. He doesn't have to pretend that he's thrilled about this. But he's been there. He knows the difference that just being a good guy will make.
Right.
All right, so that's what I'd sit with him tonight. You can play him the podcast if you want to in a little bit. But, I mean, he's been there, done it. And the only choice he has at this moment, really, is whether to be a good guy or a Neanderthal. And this isn't how he planned it. But you know what? It's her life. Just as 22 years ago, it was y'all's life. And it wasn't what your mom and dad had in mind. It probably wasn't what his mom and dad had in mind. But the two of you did what seemed reasonable to you, and you made a life for each other. And it would have been much easier if your father had been a bit nicer. And that's the only choice he has of whether to make it easy or hard, and that's all. And that's what you'd like for him for Christmas this year. You can sort of pull out all the stops and all the sentimentality and say, you know, I don't need a fancy coat and I don't need a new car. I just need for you to understand that we've been there. And we know how much difference a supportive family is. That they're going to do what they want. You get to be a granddaddy. And maybe it's not exactly how you planned it, but our life and our pregnancy and our child wasn't exactly what our folks planned for us either, and it worked out fine. So choose whether to be a good guy or not such a good guy about this. And that's really the only choice he's got.
Okay.
All righty?
That sounds good. Now, as far as I've had moments where I get upset with him.
Well, I know. That's why you need to talk with him tonight. And see, and you can call me tomorrow. See if you can find a slightly better phone. Your phone is breaking up on me a bit. Talk with him tonight and see where you get. So go in, because I don't want to talk about you being upset with him yet. because I know you have been, but see if we can go in with an open heart tonight, see what happens. Call me tomorrow if you need to, all right? Hopefully on a better phone. All righty, Tom, you'll be next, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Folks, if you can, calling me on a landline just means I can hear you a bit more easily. I know we all have our cell phones. But the 855 number means it's toll free, so it won't show up in your phone bill. Okay, 855-993-7569. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I'm on a landline, so you don't have to worry.
Bless your little pea-picking heart. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try and sum this up in about 90 seconds and ask my question, and hopefully you can give me some advice.
Okay.
I'm 35 years old. I've struggled with depression for most of my life. I had a pretty significant suicide attempt when I was 16. Psychiatrists, hospitalizations, lots of ups and downs. The past 10 years, since about my mid-20s, it's been pretty well under control. The last year, I've been sliding down a little bit, and the last 2 months have been significantly bad for me. My wife of 7 years has never seen me in this kind of downward spiral, and she's a very positive person. We're very much in love. She's very helpful. But lately, I've been seeing it because I've been so hard on myself. I'm watching it take a toll on her, and I said some pretty negative things about myself the other day, and I caught her in her office, and I just heard her crying, and she was so down on herself, and it was because of me. And I guess my question is, how can I get through this rough depression without feeling like I'm dragging my spouse into the mud with me?
Okay. Well, look, let me just, before we start this, say, if this woman that you love, that you spent the last 7 years plus of your life with, was unaffected by you having a tough time, that would create a problem.
Yeah.
So I think that you need to be realistic about this, is that she loved you. And let's just reverse it a bit. Let's just say that, because you're knowledgeable about depression,
yes,
that she was going through a rough episode. Let's say that she was, in fact, depressed, which hopefully not the case, because both of you depressed at the same time is really a problem. But
yeah,
that you're going to be upset about that as well. And you're going to, and especially if you're not quite as familiar with depression as you are, that you might feel, gee, there should be something I can do, which is a misunderstanding of depression. And you and I are going to talk about that, because that's part of what you're going to have to educate her about.
Right.
But so number one, I guess the overriding thought that, if nothing else, you take away from this is her being upset about this is not terrible. I mean, I understand that you don't want to make her depressed, but as you know, sadness and depression are two different phenomena. And for her not to be sad, for her not to be upset at this moment, would make her an automaton, would make her a robot, would make her completely disengaged from you, and that's not what you want. So that part of what you're going to have to accept a bit, and it may be both an acceptance and also a motivating factor, is that she is going to be affected by this to a certain extent. It doesn't mean she's going to be overwhelmed by it. It doesn't mean that she's going to leave you. But for to say, I don't want her to be affected by this, is unrealistic, unfair, and it just has no bearing on reality, so, which I guess is what unrealistic means.
Yeah.
So that's number one. So back off a little bit of that assumption, just because it's not profitable to believe that. I can be depressed, but she has to be her own cheerful little self. It's not going to happen that way, nor should it.
Absolutely.
All right, so given that reality, what are you with a therapist right now?
I am.
Okay, are you on medication right now?
I am.
Okay. Are you seeing any... How long have you been on the medication?
I've been back and forth on different things for over 12 years, you know.
You're very clear about the fact that there's been a slide in the last year, but the last 2 months have been particularly difficult. What happened 2 months ago?
And it's not, well, I honestly can't tell you. I tried to figure it out. It's not, you know, it's not just the Christmas blues or anything. I really can't figure it out. I guess that's the most frustrating part.
Depression, as you know, is different than sadness.
Yes, absolutely.
I've told the story before of being a bunch of years ago in Bermuda over the holidays, and was wandering around in some store, and there's this very well dressed, attractive woman standing in the middle of the aisle sobbing. And of course, being who I am, I went up and said, "Are you okay?" And it turned out that. And she didn't really realize it, that her husband and child had been killed in a freak accident in London on a trolley stop like 25 years before. And she hadn't really figured out the date, but her body did. You know, she was not conscious of it, but on some level she was. So it may be, and I know, well, how do you find what you're not conscious about? Well, you look for it is the first answer of seeing if this particular time of year, and we're talking about basically the middle of October, so it may have been that your first episode was in October, or that, I don't want to surmise just because, who knows, it could be almost anything, but it may be worth looking of just going and putting some dates down on a piece of paper and seeing if you can find some resonance there.
Mm-hmm.
And are you on different medication now than you've been on for the last 12 years? Is there, you mentioned changes, but is there a new medication that you've been on, or?
No, nothing drastic in the last 2 years, I'd say.
All right. How often do you see your therapist?
Once a week.
Well, it may be worthwhile to speed that up a little bit right now. Has it been once a week for the last 12 years, or just once a week for the last year, once a week for the last 2 months? What's the story here?
It started out about once a month, and then actually as I started getting better, like I said, you know, for the last 10 years things were okay. That's when we leveled out to once a week because it seemed to be working. So.
You have been seeing somebody once a week for 10 years?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's a lot when things are fairly level. I mean, I'm not objecting to it. It's just usually with my folk that it was sometimes, not very often, but occasionally a couple times a week. And if it needed to be more, a couple times a week, we were really talking about hospitalization, because that more than that, it's not so much that it was hard as a therapist. It was hard as a client that you're really not functional very well. And you want to get somebody stabilized enough so that they can actually function.
Right.
Once a week, I view as kind of ongoing therapy. When it's just kind of, sort of maintenance therapy.
Yeah,
you know, I'd say once a month is you probably don't need as much as once a week, just because there's not a whole lot to talk about, unless there's a lot to talk about, at which point, it would just seem to me that something's changed. And that's what you need to figure out. And either you and your and that either means that the medication, you may have put on weight or lost weight, because that's going to affect medication. You may have stopped exercising where you were exercising before. Have there been any deaths or any? Have you moved? Has anybody died? Do you have new children? Have there been any major changes in your life in the last year or so?
Work's been a little up and down the last year. I mean, that affects a lot of people. But no, nothing major like deaths or anything like that.
Do you two have children?
No, we don't.
All right. Here's what I'd suggest. First of all, I think you and your therapist need to do some more. The other problem about weekly therapy when there's really not much going on is there's not much going on. So, and all of a sudden there's a crisis. And so you may need to either, you know, to see each other a little bit more. And even if you don't see each other more, you need to do some more work because something's changed. You need to figure out what's really going on here. And understand, the change may be subtle, it may be unconscious, it may be internal, but something's changed, something's altered. And so we need to figure out what that is.
Now, while I figure this out, is there...
I got it. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back because I want to talk about the marriage as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you,
there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Tom, who's 35, had a serious suicide attempt when he was 16. How did you suicide when you were 16?
Pills and alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who found you?
My parents.
Okay. And he's been in an ongoing therapy, but has had kind of an issue. Your parents both still alive?
Yes, they are.
And they're together?
They are.
Okay. Well, something's going on, and it would be, I mean, look, the problem about depression, as you know, is it's kind of a chemical imbalance.
Right.
And so sometimes the thing about sadness is you can point to something and say, well, that's what caused it.
Yeah.
Sometimes with depression, you can point to something that was the critical mass, but sometimes you really can't. It's worth looking for just because it's a much, I think most of us feel if we can just understand something, we can deal with it better, but sometimes you can't. So,
right.
But it would seem to me at this moment, if you haven't, it may be time to reevaluate the medication if you've been on the same medication for a while, because it's not holding as well. And it may be that there needs to be some combination. But you and your therapist need, it may even be that there needs to be, if you're feeling completely out of control. And that's the good news about you, Tom, is that you're experienced about this. I mean, that's the good news, bad news. I mean, it's not much fun to have gone through it, but at least you have the sense of when, I mean, you clearly have the sense that there's been a slide in the last, there's been a deterioration in the last year, and the last 2 months have been particularly difficult.
Yeah.
The question is, don't be a hero about this. Don't be a martyr about it. If you need to be hospitalized, you need to be hospitalized. You and your therapist need to sit and figure that out. Figure whether we need to hospitalize me enough so that we can get me through this and we can check blood levels every day and we can have intensive daily therapy and I can up the exercise and up the therapy and deal with the medication or not. Don't get yourself to the edge. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for you, for your therapist, for your marriage, at all. So that's and the good news about you having that kind of ongoing relationship with a therapist is that you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to say, well, you know, I can do this myself. You can understand that makes no sense. There's no earthly benefit to that whatsoever. So
okay.
If you're feeling like whatever it is out of control, you know, get me too close to an edge I don't want to be, then holler.
Yeah.
And don't be silly about it. With respect to your wife, I think part of it is just helping her to understand what you're going through. And one of the things you can ask her is how much you want to know, how much you not want to know. And it may not be a bad time for the two of you to be doing some marital therapy together. This isn't ordinarily what I would suggest just because you don't ever want couples therapy to focus on one person's issue. Except in this particular case, it may make some sense just so she can feel like, you know, I feel like there's something I can do. And it may be that I probably wouldn't suggest that you see the same person for your marriage that you're seeing for your own therapy because
right.
you don't want to have to worry about issues of confidentiality. And
okay.
neither does she. So having a separate therapist and just saying, would it help to feel that we're going through this together. And I don't know what's going to make her feel better. I don't know if she wants to know more, she wants to know less. I don't know if she's feeling like, you know, I married this strong, in-charge guy, and now he doesn't seem quite so strong. I don't know what's going on for her. But the two of you talking about will make both of you feel a lot less isolated.
It seems to me that the hardest part is her watching me, like not having seen me this low, watching me go through it. I think that's the hardest part for her.
Well, but Tom, look, at some point, something's going to happen to her that the two of you have not experienced before. She's going to lose a job, or she's going to lose a parent, or she's going to, you know, a friend's going to hurt her feelings, or she's going to break her leg, or, I mean, and I'm not wishing terrible things on your wife. I'm just saying, duh, you know, in a relationship, life happens. And part of what we hope is that there's enough interest, commitment, love, understanding, liking, that we can get through something that's not, you know, that doesn't really feel very good to either of us. But, I mean, you feeling like, well, gee, I'm having a depressive episode and she never saw that before. Well, you're going to see something in her that you've never seen before at some point, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what, you know, whoever wrote the marriage vows was at least part psychologist. They don't say, okay, everything's going to be really groovy and it's going to be exactly as it is today, so go off and eat some wedding cake. They say richer or poorer. They don't just say richer, winning the lottery. They say richer or poorer. You know, you could have it and lose it. You could not have it. You could never have it. Or you could win the lottery, which is actually very hard on marriages. So richer or poorer. Sickness and in health. Okay, everybody's fine today, and the worst either of you had to deal with is a cold. But that's not what happens to human beings. in sickness and in health. I mean, we're talking about all these terrible things that can happen to people. And then they get out the big bopper saying death. So, I mean, the point being that that's why marriage is complicated, is that we can guess, even though we can't foresee per se. We don't know the specifics, but we know the generalities. It's not always going to be wedding cake and champagne.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're hitting a non-wedding cake and champagne. Ask her what the problem is. Does she want to be included? Does she want to be excluded? Did she know that you'd had a suicide attempt before you got married or not?
It was pretty close to the time, actually. Yeah, she did know before.
Okay. So, I mean, so this is not something, this is not a terrible secret. And even if you hadn't told her, I mean, you know, we do things in adolescence. People shoplift. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go through life being a thief.
Yeah.
And certainly, the 16 is, as you know, not an unusual time for if depression's going to come up, for it to come up, that there's the adolescent and the late life. 35, a little unusual, which means something's going on.
Yeah.
And it's worth investigating what's going on. And if you haven't had a physical recently, it may be worthwhile to have a physical. Maybe worthwhile to... You haven't put on or lost a lot of weight, nothing of that sort?
Not recently, no.
When you say not recently, what does that mean?
Like, nothing drastic. Like, I haven't gained or lost 50 pounds in a year or something like that. Like,
Have you gained or lost 30 pounds in a year?
No, it's more like, you know, five or 10 up and down sort of thing. Nothing too drastic.
No, 5 or 10 probably not going to make much difference. But medication is really somewhat based on size, on weight.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, here's the deal. I think you and your therapist need to have a sit down and say, all right, let's figure out what's going on here, because there's a deterioration and we need to figure out, if we can, what's causing it, if we can't, what to do about it. And don't be a hero on this one. Don't think, well, I'll put up with it for as long as I can. That makes no sense. I mean, it's days of your life that are being wasted. And there's, I mean, you don't want to get so close to the edge that you don't know where the edge is anymore. And that doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's scary. It'll scare the daylights out of everybody.
Yeah.
For no payoff. There's not a merit badge for this.
Yeah.
So that's, and then talking with her about what makes sense. Does she want to be more included or less included?
Okay. Well, I guess I've got some planning over the holidays to do.
Well, you probably have some planning before the holidays to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the holidays, I know it seem like a season, but that the idea of being together under the Christmas tree, if both of you are going to be miserable, doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
You're right.
All right, so don't get hung up on the artificial things that are absolutely irrelevant.
Okay.
Stay focused on, you know, we're committed to this. I'm not my usual self, but, I mean, if you look over the last 7 years, there have probably been some days where she hasn't been her usual bubbly self either. I mean,
yeah.
Human beings are not, you know, we're not robots. That we have good days and we have bad days, and hopefully what we do is we do try and tough it out during the bad days, but there's a difference between toughing it out in the bad days and having a bad season or a bad year or a bad decade. And those are something we can do something about.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And
hang in there, Tom.
Talk
with your therapist. Thank you.
Okay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Yeah, it's you know, it's amazing. Unfortunately, we're a country that is both sophisticated and completely naive about mental health issues. Part of it is that we use the same term to describe things that are not the same. For example, most people will say, "Boy, I really had a terrible weekend. I'm really depressed." So what they really mean is, "I'm hungover." Hungover and depressed are not the same thing. Or they'll say, you know, my girlfriend just left me, I'm really depressed. Well, maybe, but maybe just sad. Or maybe angry. So, we're the only civilized country, or so-called civilized country, that allows pharmaceuticals to be advertised directly to consumers, which a lot of people feel is a major mistake. Because the notion is that somehow, if that's the case, that we should all be happy all the time. And that's not realistic. I mean, first of all, if we were happy all the time, why would we have a word for it, right? There would not be a separate word. So what we need to do is sort of be aware of who we are, what's going on for us, what works, what doesn't work. And as I said, don't be a hero. It's one thing to say, look, I need to try this out for another day or two. It's another to get awfully close to an edge. Don't do that. Much harder to treat. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing, Dr. Joy?
Doing well, Robert. How may I help you?
Great. I'm going to ask the question first, and then I'll give you a scenario. Pretty much, how do I date without getting too involved too soon? And okay. How much communication should you have between one person when dating? Should you communicate every day, or should you maybe skip a day or so when you're communicating with someone?
Okay. How old are you, Robert?
I am 35.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No, I'm not. I'm actually a gay male.
You're gay? Okay. Yeah. Where are you meeting men?
Actually, this one particular person, I met him through a Facebook group that I met.
Okay.
I met him back in January, and then we actually met up for the first time since then about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we've been speaking ever since Thanksgiving. We've been talking on the phone pretty much every day, and I did physically meet up with him about almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And everything's been going well, but I don't want, you know, I just want to know, like, what should I do as far as trying to get to know someone without actually overdoing the whole situation.
Got it. Okay. Well, first of all, it's interesting that it took, 11 months before the two of you actually met after sort of being in a Facebook group. Do the two of you live in the same area?
Actually, we don't. And it's funny because I actually didn't know that he liked me until I actually inboxed him one day about something. And that's when I pretty much found out. But I really didn't pay too much thought until recently.
I got it. There's nothing that makes somebody as attractive as them being interested in us. I agree with you.
Right.
How far away from each other do you live?
Well, he lives in Houston and I live in D.C.
Okay. You've got a problem, Houston and D.C.
Okay.
Because the likelihood of the two of you, it depends really what the two of you are looking for to a certain extent. If you're looking for pen pals, you said you met up for the first time a couple weeks ago. Where did you meet up?
Actually, we're both flight attendants, so he was.
Oh well, that helps a little bit. That because both of you are mobile. Yeah. Okay. Well, that helps.
Yeah.
So you have slightly less of a problem, Houston.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look. This is something I think you can negotiate with him. You don't have to make it a unilateral decision. I think in answer to your first question, how do you get involved with somebody without getting too involved too soon? And I think the answer is stay out of bed. That sex moves us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be moving past at all. And if you've already done it, don't tell me. But, I mean, I think that it's that what you want is a balance between getting to know each other and showing some involvement and making sure that what you're sharing is something. I mean, you don't want a whole bunch of detailed people who are ex-lovers, you know, all over the universe or all over the flight plans. So what I would do is say, listen, let's figure out when we can meet. Let's figure out how often we want to talk with each other. But what you're trying to really balance is an online relationship with an in-life relationship. And I think the way to do that is I would probably, especially at this stage, I mean, it's really fun, but how often did you say you were calling each other?
Pretty much we have been, you know, texting each other and communicating by phone since Thanksgiving, since we decided to.
How often?
Know.
Every day?
Every day. Yeah, every day, except for today. I haven't heard from him today. So.
Well, see, that's the problem, because you've now got the holidays intervening, so you've got people who have parties, they have work, they have family, they have other obligations. So, you know, I would just, the two of you need to work out a rhythm, and it may be that the deal is if you're not going to see each other every day, that you just give each other the heads up that says, look, I'm going to be out of touch for the next couple of days, I'll talk to you on Friday. And maybe that's what you do at this moment, so that you're sort of keeping in loose contact, but you're not doing bed checks on one another. You're not getting all bent out of shape after meeting each other once if you don't hear from each other. I think it sounds like both of you could afford. I mean, it's really fun to be doing this right now. But make sure what you're looking for in a word, Robert, is sustainability. You want something because unless you want this to be a one-shot, you know, quickie, which it sounds like you don't, then you want something that, that you're building trust, you're building intimacy, but it's something you can sustain. So the everyday, unless the two of you are going to be able to sustain that, is probably a bit much. Being able to say, look, I'm going to be out of touch for a couple of days, let's talk on Thursday, probably makes more sense. So you're not leaving the other person hanging. You're not making, you're not playing games of, well, let's see how much you care about me. But the two of you barely know each other. So I would just treat it as kind of a Facebook friend, even though obviously you've moved beyond that a little bit, of just saying, let's be casual about this till we have a little more information about getting to know each other. Right. When in doubt, less is better than more.
Right, and I pretty much told him, you know, when we first met up about 2 weeks ago, I said, look, you know, I don't want it to be a sexual thing because, you know, I kind of like you a little, so I want to see where this can possibly go. And he agreed. And, you know, like I said, you know, we've been communicating, you know, for almost 3 weeks straight, except for today. And that's why I just wanted to know, okay, well, is it okay to, you know, skip maybe a day or two without communicating, you know, without me feeling like he's lost interest or, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
did you say that to him? Yeah, I think that's exactly the thing to say. Look, I know we've been really intense, but with the holidays coming up, what I would do is just sort of, you don't even need to necessarily negotiate that, of just sort of wait it out a little bit and see what happens, and then he will either get back in touch or he doesn't, and if he doesn't get back in touch, you can say, is there something going on here? But, you know, for women, I say, you know, when they're involved with a man and they're not sure how to behave, pretend it's another woman. With you, I would say pretend it's a woman, all right? Pretend this is a woman that you met at a party that you liked, and the two of you were saying, oh, gee, yeah, we both like cats, you know, or whatever. And so she emailed you 3 times and then didn't for a couple of days. You'd say, well, she's probably busy, and then you'd, if you hadn't heard from her in another couple of days, you might say, gee, are you okay? So pretend it's a woman, and that'll guide you pretty well.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, well, I will definitely take your advice as always. And I appreciate it. You know, it's just, you know, when it comes to dating, it's just like, okay, you know, when you like somebody in the beginning, it's very exciting, but then...
Yeah, and what you want to do, again, think of sustainability.
Right.
And also, if you don't want it on the front page of the New York Times, you probably don't need to confide it to somebody until you're pretty certain that they're going to be in your life for a while. Because there's that it's a shortcut to intimacy, and you don't really want shortcuts. You really want
not at all.
Yeah, you really want to go the route, because first of all, the route is kind of fun, and second of all, it's a way of building trust, and in the long run, you can't really have a good relationship unless you've got some trust going on. So even though it's fun to kind of overwhelm each other with texts and whatever, it's not terribly sustainable, and it, as you point out, it creates a problem when somebody gets a little distracted. So pretend it's a woman. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, you cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Our dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.